For the last 2 days, hundreds of young black men in Milwaukee were the topic of conversation regarding how to thrive in society as men of color. It was the 6th annual Summit on Black Male Youth that gave them the platform. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has more.
About 700 young black and brown boys filled the Wisconsin room inside the UWM Union yesterday for day 2 of the Summit on Black Male Youth. The event, organized by the UWM African American Male Initiative, is in its 6th year. And this year's theme is Black Boys Thriving, Reimagining the Narrative. Jim Hill, the Associate Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs at UWM, says he wants the young men to leave the summit knowing they have options in front of them to be successful, and that there is a community behind them that wants them to go far.
For many of them, they don't have positive men in their lives, and so give them opportunity to be exposed to men that care about them, that care about their future, that see value in them, that want them to be successful, want them to change the narrative about who they are and where they're going and what their future looks like.
Some of the sessions at the summit were the ABCs of college admission, living in color, overcoming obstacles, and what it means to be an African-American male. I sat in on the latter, where members of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated led the discussion about black manhood. Clint Myrick and Terrell Freeman explained why it was important for them to be part of that conversation.
Yeah, they just need to see us, to see positive black men. And we just gave them some tools, you know, some things that they could take with them, like that you're smart, that you're strong, you're confident, honest.
If you think about it, like in today's society, you know, in the news and everything, you don't really hear too many positive reinforcement when it comes to black people in general, black women, black men. There just isn't too much that you see. You have to kind of search for it, and it shouldn't be that way. So us knowing that, hopefully we can just give that to them naturally. Like, you guys are great, smart, intelligent, positive, caring leaders. They need to hear that on a daily basis.
And a couple of boys told me they're leaving their first summit with some advice to take back to their friends. Not being followers is high on the list for 6th and 5th graders Joseph Simpson and Javon Johnson.
Just do what you like to do. Don't do what other people do. Just do hard work, because one day in life you're going to make it.
I would like to tell my friends that it was very inspirational and you should really follow your dreams. Don't be a follower, be a leader.
Summit organizers say they hope the young men will take advantage of follow-up workshops throughout the year so they're aware of the different opportunities they have to be successful. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for race and ethnicity reporting on WUWM is provided by the Doman Company.